During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
You know, I went to BYU, so every down's a throwing down. I mean, that's how that goes.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, The Zone. Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. He is presented by Kona Big Wave. Take a little break in single task tonight with a Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing Company. Can also hang out tonight at the Pork Radio 810.
Excuse you?
Disappointed that I won't be hanging out at the American Royal tonight with the 810 tent. I was
What's that planning smell? On it. Pork chops.
Pork.
Went bad.
Pork is the
smell. Have you seen
smell?
That yet?
No.
Dahmer.
Oh no, no, I have not seen Dahmer.
I don't think
I don't think I'm going to watch it. I don't think I'm going to watch it. A lot of people talk about how dark it is.
Oh, it's cringy. Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable.
I'm not sure I'm in the mood to watch something as dark as that. I'll just go ahead and realize and remember
I mean,
that
of course he was a dark. He's one of the more notorious serial killers of our time.
I know, but I want it to be like, whimsical.
Did you?
Just fun and fabulous.
I too
whimsical.
Was surprised it wasn't a musical. I was shocked.
It's very serious, turns out. You know, I just was really shocked. Thought we were going to do like a Hamilton thing, but nope, not the case. But the Sports Radio 810 WHB, proud to once again be the official media partner of the American Royal World Series of Barbecue at Kansas Speedway, one of Kansas City's premier charity events, the largest barbecue contest in the world. And a special thanks to the great partners for supporting Pork Radio 810, including Hollywood Casino, Parisi Coffee, Allstate, Greengrass Cattle Company, AmeriLife Benefits, Boulevard Brewing Company, and Hen House. But Little Man's got a makeup baseball game tonight, so we will be heading there and not enjoying all of the great barbecue at the American Royal. I love it. Love it. That's all right.
So good.
What are you going to do? Maybe we'll just eat some barbecue tonight.
Such a great time. It's such, like...
You know what? If somebody's on their way out there right now with their barbecue, if you want to stop in real quick and let us taste test it, yeah. I will gladly give you a quick little blind taste test as to what I think about
strangers
the barbecue.
Strangers, bring in your meat.
That's pretty exactly sure right. It's going to be some raw stranger meat, too. Like, if they're smoking it out there.
I'm just saying, like, if they had already done it, maybe,
I
and then maybe they
trial run
they
got, maybe this week? Absolutely.
They got the temperatures, a sample
right?
or something.
No, I'm not even talking about...
if you're on your way out, I just think they swing by, they can bring in just, like, a raw brisket for you to gnaw on a little bit, say it's delicious, then throw it back in the truck?
I wouldn't want that.
Okay. I just want to be clear before people start showing up at our door with raw meat for
I'm
us.
Also not saying, like... the championship barbecue. Just anybody heading out there. You know, if you're heading out there and you're like, oh, you know what?
If anybody has
some
cooked barbecue in your car and you're near right. Union Broadcasting,
that's all I'm saying.
Come on by and ask for beards.
Thank you, Josh. That's all I was saying, but not that specific. I didn't want to act like we were just making a call for somebody to go and bring it.
Did we talk about the food we did actually have today that was delicious and
Dude,
wonderful?
Nick and Jake's dropped off some amazing food.
Cooked food.
It was cooked. It
Ready
was not
eat.
Raw brisket.
Delicious.
It was Mama's meatloaf. Mashed potatoes, the sweet corn. The mashed potatoes were freaking amazing. The meatloaf is awesome.
Is it gone? Can I have some?
It should be back there. There's only like four people here.
Yeah, the building's pretty empty today, so I think it should be good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking some of those mashed potatoes home. And I mean by like some of them, I mean what's ever left over there, because it was a huge tin full of mashed potatoes, because those things were awesome.
I actually currently right now my hoodie pocket is just full with loose mashed potatoes, which is why my hands in them right now. So every once in a while, I'll just pull out a hand and just get a little taste mid segment. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's like the tater tots, like on
exactly. It's a much messier version of Napoleon Dynamite.
You've seen that movie?
I have. I have.
You can eat your meatloaf.
God, there was meatloaf reference. Then
you
also
totally drink whole milk.
We were. We were talking. I can't remember.
Just use one of the nurses' chapsticks. She's like 15 in her drawer.
That's a good impression.
It's a pretty good impression. What we figured out a couple days ago is that it's also basically a Rudy Salazar impression.
Really?
Is basically you getting kind of the same register. Hey, guys, what's going
Napoleon
on?
Oh, Napoleon is Rudy.
Napoleon Dynamite and Rudy really have. That impression has a lot of similar wavelengths.
Anyway, go back to talking about the great potato products you got from Nick and Jake's.
was really it's so good.
It's the meatloaf was amazing.
Just that's kind of a kip.
Eat it.
It's kind of a kip impression.
Amazing.
Had a nice time eating Nick and Jake.
By the way,
during the break.
That impression.
That Derek took some with him.
The Kelsey podcast. I do enjoy it. It's good.
How long are
it's
long
like an hour, hour and 20.
Episode, okay. I just wonder how long it's going to be before he starts calling it what its actual name is.
I know it's called New Heights.
There
but,
you go.
They were talking about Heights, yeah, they were talking about they ever had a Ken Dorsey reaction in their life, and Jason was like, yeah, remember you threw the controller, you reset the game, and then you ran to the bathroom and locked the door. Travis was like, what are you talking about? Why would I lock the door? What are you talking? So they're arguing over whether this actually happened. And he was like, you went into the bathroom. I couldn't get in. He goes, I did that once when I thought my life was in danger. And he's like, when you were chasing me through the house, remember? Because Dad didn't let you go outside. And I went, Jason's a big boy and he can't go outside with his friends. Ooh, Jason, look at the big boy's in trouble. He can't go outside. And apparently then Jason chased him through the house and he ran to the bathroom and locked the door. I can just see Kelsey. Jason's a big boy. He can't go outside with his friends. Jason.
This impression's really challenging for a lot of. I'm here for it. I love this. This is great.
Dude, you got to watch. I mean, you watched the podcast. Did you see that part of it when they were talking about?
I listened to the whole thing, but I listened to podcasts on double speed. So I don't think that impression had the same impact on me as you're doing it now.
Because I could absolutely see him doing that, man. It's great. Because, you know, they're brothers. And he was going to murder Travis because he couldn't go out with his friends. And he had ran to the bathroom and locked the door to stay in the bathroom.
The story about him putting Jason putting Travis through the floor, putting a hole in the floor, and then them moving a couch over it.
They slid the couch over.
Nobody would see it.
They even fixed the hardwood floor. They just moved the couch as a family. That is so perfect. So perfect. All that to say, Nick and Jake's. Some awesome meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Sweet corn and stuff I will be taking with me when I leave.
The gravy was really good. You a gravy guy?
I do like the gravy. I
love some gravy.
I like the gravy on the meatloaf.
Yep.
And then the mashed potatoes didn't even need the gravy. That's the thing, is I used the gravy for
brown
the
or cream gravy.
It was brown.
Brown gravy. I like both gravies. This is my
I do too. Cream's my number one though.
For a long time I was a brown gravy guy, and then I, you know, got my adult taste buds in and really figured out that white gravy is, if not superior, deserves to be in the same conversation. Today's the best brown gravy I've had in a while, though.
Okay. So you have more of an advanced palate, is that what you're saying now?
I'm just saying as that my horizons are open.
My palate refined to a more creamy gravy.
I would say my palate was refined to appreciate both, perhaps equally.
Okay. Yeah.
And Nick and Jake's.
And now you have a nice brandy.
That's right. I also will actually pour a little bit of brandy on my mashed potatoes sometimes, just to mix it up. That one I would not do.
At some point, we're going to hear from Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. And I want somebody to ask Travis Kelce
do that impression.
Travis is a big boy. Travis, you've dropped the touchdown. Look at big boy dropping touchdowns.
The reporter runs and locks himself inside the bathroom at the practice facility.
Oh, and Frank Clark's going to talk today, too. So
good sound then, Kelce and Clark.
That's right.
Good sound. Good reaction.
You were right about that. And by the way, Frank Clark's been playing well.
Yeah.
He was good against the Colts. A rejuvenated Frank Clark does a lot for this defense.
Skinny Frank.
Skinny Frank, that's right.
We call him on the block.
That's right. So, is that what you guys call him?
On Western Shawnee.
What's he, running numbers for the local mob? Skinny Frank's over here.
Skinny Frank's over here.
Hey, you don't want to mess around, man. Skinny Frank's going to come see you. You're going to be swimming with the fishes.
I don't want to mess around.
That right guard, effed around and found out with Frank Clark on the Matt Ryan sack that Frank Clark got in the game when he just tossed the guy to the ground, just pushed him to the ground. The guy fell backwards on his ass. All right, here's Andy Reid.
But did not practice today. And then Kando is sick. So, and then we'll see how Bucker does going down here the road. Everybody else went out to practice. Ronald Jones was back after being sick. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Bucks. Good football team. Well coached. I mean, Todd does a heck of a job, and not only working with the defense, but also as a head coach. So, time's yours with him. Yeah, we'll just see how he does here.
Oh, the plan is to have him kick before the game.
We'll see how that goes, Herbie. Yeah.
You mentioned Todd and Tampa. Did they look any different, really? Or is he just kind of kept it rolling?
Has he put his fingerprints on that team yet?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, he put his fingerprints on it before that. So, I mean, he obviously with that defense. So, I've been around him, and I've mentioned before, he's one of the best interviews I've ever had. And I think he's a heck of a football coach. So, I'm sure he's put his mark on that team.
Oh, I love you guys.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, it's Fast Friday with Andy Reid. That is traditional Fast Friday. Typically, Andy Reid on the field after a practice, walking off the field, will be talking for about 2 minutes. But Butker, no practice today. Ronald Jones is back. He has been sick the last couple of days, but Ronald Jones back. Maybe that is a chance that they go with Ronald Jones active on Sunday. That would be great.
And Joshua Kando ill. He did not practice. So
he said Kando.
Yeah, well,
and he said Butt did not practice today.
That's a great point.
Butt did not practice in Kando. Here is Frank Clark, we believe.
It's been a long time. The last one, I wondered what you saw yourself when you went back to the
phone. Someone that needs to continue to improve, just continue to get better day in and day out. I don't never look at things. It's still early in the season. I never look at it, and I don't look at myself and evaluate myself. This early on and say, what can I do better? What I'm doing great. It's all like one of those head down things. We took a loss last week. So, of course I'm being more critical on myself than, the normal person would when you win. But at the end of the day, that's what it's about. You can sit back all day and tell yourself how good you are at certain things, but people don't want to look at themselves in the mirror and say what they need to work on. So it's still improvement, all around. I feel like I need to do, so I can help my team win the game.
Speaking about the line as a whole, how much better do you guys feel maybe as a unit this year than you did maybe toward the end of last year?
I feel like we feel real good. When you look at it, guys are playing well together. We're meshing well. It's a newer group. We're missing a few other guys from the last 4 years where I've been here. But it's a good group. We got our rookie, George. He's filling in, doing his job, just trying to figure it out. Like I said before, when you're a rookie coming in, the league is a mystery to you. Every player, the players, the conference, you don't really understand that, so you're trying to grasp all of those things. So, hats off to him for continuing to show up the work and, put forth his best effort. And as a whole, we just going to continue to improve. I feel like we're showing some spurt to, a team that wants to stop the run. I feel like, past two games, really, we've shown that, we really want to rush that pass when we get the opportunity. You got guys. It's great watching Carlos, on his road to 100 sacks, watching Chris break 50, watching, our interior guys step up. You got Colin Saunders, as one of the guys we don't really talk about a lot, but, underdog. He had one of his best games, probably his best game of his career last week. And, like I said, we lost. So a lot of that goes under the rug and it gets swept under the rug how good some of these guys have played. But him, along with some of our young DBs, 3-5, he's continued to impress. And some of the guys in the back end, nobody's not talking about how good Juan's been playing, and filling in for the role, in the secondary with Tyron being gone. So it's a lot of good things happening. But like I said, it's still early. So it's nothing to talk about right now. Kind of got our heads down chopping wood still,
Frank, it seemed like a couple of things you did Sunday it really showed sort of an extra tier of strength, and maybe it was leverage, but I mean, are you feeling a different sense of strength and ability to drive people back?
I just always play with, like you said, it's not really, I don't believe in this whole strength thing. The strongest player on the field wins. Like, it's always technique. I've always, prided myself on being technical with a lot of things. Of course, in football, when you get injured, you deal with certain injuries, it's going to limit certain things. So, over the course of a few years, of course, I can't do certain things because, hurt my elbow or hurt my arm, or it's like, this pinched nerve is bothering me, so I can't extend like I want to. But, of course, that goes away. Years of work. That's why I have the off season. That's why I got, a great medical staff here. I have a great, team outside of work who works on my body and get me back to, prime physique. So strength, I wouldn't call it that. I call it technique. Just knowing my coach has coached me to do, and just getting back, playing greedy, getting greedy.
Technique and really health in a way maybe you haven't fully felt for a couple of years.
Yeah, feel good, man. I'm running, legs feel good. you know, my head's in the right place, and I'm having fun. You know, just wish we would have got the win, but, you know, that happens. Shit, you're going to lose in football, bro.
Brady, you've had your moments with Tom Brady in the past. You know, it seems like every time you guys play him, it's like, could this be the last time? But I just wonder for you just how you want to approach Tom this time, given all those previous experiences for this game.
Yeah, I know. It seems like every time we're about to play this man, it's like, yeah, it could be the last time you play him, you know? Like 4 years later, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this dude never seems to amaze me. He has this whole big thing. He's like leaving football. It's like everybody's shouting him out. Then it's like, yeah, I'm coming back. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, come on, you know, give somebody else a chance. But nah, for real, man, you know, hats off to Tom. He's still doing it. I'm 45, I believe, 44 years old. He's still doing it. Man, I can only imagine what his kids and his wife is thinking right now. Like, you know, just, but man, I've been playing them for a minute now, you know, days back to Seattle. But just being here, you know, that's kind of, it's kind of one of those games. Man, Chris was talking about it earlier in the week, you know, where going back to when we lost to him in the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? It kind of put a sour taste in our mouth from that point. And I believe it's the first time we'll get to see him since then. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we want to do this time around to execute and go ahead and get the job done. Although we know it's not the Super Bowl, you know, we 2 years removed from that. It's about execution. You know, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. It's still only Friday. You know, we got 2 days to game time and the whole day to wait to the night. But you're playing arguably, you know, the best quarterback to play this game. You know, one of the best players to play this game ever. So everything defensively, you know, we got to be on key. He's going to understand every check. He's going to understand every coverage. He's going to understand every blitz. If you show as a linebacker, if you show as a DB coming on the edge, he's going to understand. He's going to check with his tackles, cut the end off. If you're an end and you show that you're dropping in coverage, he's going to understand that he might check to a run. It's going to be a lot of that, you know, going on. So it's going to be one of those technical games where, you know, keys are important. You know, paying attention to the man in front of you, keying the hip. And, you know, playing, you know, technically sound, you know, hands and eyes and feet. If you do those things, you know, you got to trust your ability to get the job done.
Frank, what did Chris say to get that penalty the other day?
Man, you know, I'm riding with my dogs right or wrong. You know, I got to ride with my dogs right or wrong, man. I don't really know what he said. If you remember the play, if you watching me, I was like looking, then I like turned away, ran off, then turned back around. And I'm like, it's a flag on the ground. You know what I mean? And then, of course, it is what it is. But it was one of those things where it's like, dang, man, I know myself. If y'all know me, you know, I say a lot of crazy stuff out there. I got a terrible mouth. You know, refs, they warned me a lot. This year, they've been warning me a lot. They haven't threw the flag yet. So, you know, I pray to God it doesn't happen to me, if you know what I mean. But I'm thankful, man. You know, look, man, it's been a rough year for Frank for the last two. I've been on this streak of doing the right thing and just staying out the way, you know. So I knocked on the wood because I don't want it to come down on me, you know. I don't want these refs to switch sides and, you know, all of a sudden throw the flag on me. But you know how it is, man. Guys getting the motions of the game and the game is running and you know, it was one of those close games, man. We playing a good quarterback and Matt Ryan, and you know, he's driving down, you know, he's making all the right plays, their team is making the right plays, and you know, it's a moment of frustration. We've all been there.
Is it important to know what that line is? Because I was talking to Chris yesterday, and he didn't quite have clarity yet on exactly what you can and can't say. You obviously have been warned a few times. Do you know what the line is?
Yeah, I know what the line is. You know, I mean, and I honestly, everyone's different. You know, Chris, this might be the first one he's gotten. I mean, Chris usually go get a personal foul for hitting a quarterback or something like that, not for, you know, talking. You know, you got to understand the line. You know what league we're in today. It's 2022. It's not 2020. It's not 2015 no more. It's not the 90s. You can't run around calling nobody nothing. You can't call them the B word, the A word, the S word. You can barely say, you know what I mean? You can barely say hell on the field nowadays without the ref telling you you're wrong. But, you know, you just gotta go out there and play a solid, fundamental, Christian-like game. Protect yourself too, you know, because it's still live bullets out there, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's crazy, man. You gotta know the line though. You gotta know the limit. You gotta know this is a billion-dollar industry. We're professionals at the end of the day, and we have a job to do, you know. And first is, you know, protecting the integrity of the team and the locker room and our profession. But then again, it's playing a safe and, you know, a fair game and, you know, keeping it safe in a nice environment for everybody, you know what I mean?
You talk about getting those warnings from the referees before they penalize you. Was Chris warned, do you know?
Nah, he wasn't warned at all. No, I can say that. He wasn't warned at all. It was one of those things where the ref, you can tell, as you seen the ref, he like ran up. It was the ref, it was Chris, and it was Matt. That's all. And you can tell when the moment the ref ran up and he heard whatever Chris said, he reached for the flag and threw it. It wasn't a second thought about it. You know what I mean? The ref knows what Chris said. Chris knows and Matt knows. So that's all that matters. You know, we got to get with Matt. I'm going to get with Matt and see. Matty Ice. So I got to holler at him.
Even if you're not willing to share, do you know what he said, though?
Man, you know, man, look, man.
Am I surprised?
I'm surprised it was a flag because it's like, man, come on, bro. You know, in our sport, you know, it's all type of stuff said. Most guys are talking because you're talking trash. That's the actual thing in football. You know, you can talk trash. You're supposed to be allowed to talk trash. But I mean, like you said, but at some point, if you do cross the line, you know, you got to be able to be a stand-up guy about it, except, you know, what's going on, whether it's a penalty, whether they, you lost the game. Nah, we all lost the damn game. You know what I mean? We understand that. So once you understand that, you know what I mean, everything's going to be fine. But, yeah, you know, Chris, my guy, you know, we talk about a lot of things, but, you know, I'm not going to be the one to sit here and say I know what he said. I'm not going to be the one to sit here and say I don't know. But I know one thing for sure. I know one thing for sure. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Frank, you mentioned the line, okay, and you mentioned you received warnings. How much do you think that there was a quarterback involved that kind of like tightened up the line of what you can and can't say?
You said the quarterback?
Yeah, because there's a quarterback involved in this.
Well, thing about these quarterbacks, you're asking the guy who's kind of biased about this one, but the thing about these quarterbacks, they tend to do things. They're kind of like that little brother, you know, or sister. You know, you're not doing nothing as the big bro or whatever, and then they come in and they're like, yeah. You know, when your parents come around, they get louder. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they're bothering me. You know what I mean? But then when they're away, it's like, yeah, F you. You know what I mean? It's one of those type of things going on with the quarterbacks. You know, it's usually one of those. You know, they kind of sneaky. They sly. They kind of, you know, are the trophy child of the family. So, you know, people don't usually look at them as the ones that's doing bad and stuff, you know. But, you know, these quarterbacks are something else. You got to watch them. Yeah, a lot of them.
So to pivot a little bit here, you and George have had a special relationship since training camp. What have you learned about George over these past couple months?
I honestly have learned how great of a guy he is. You know what I mean? Some of these guys that come in, you don't pick their brain. You spend all year sometimes picking their brain. And you never know where they are. You know, you don't understand what type of player they are, their life at home, you know, where they come from, why they even want to play football. You know, like, what's really your goal in this? And George has done nothing but, you know, show why he wants to do this, show why, you know, this is important to him. You know, he loves football. You know, I always play with him. I'm like, man, dang, dude, you're going to run into a wall watching film, bro. Like, he's walking around the building with his head down all the time, you know, because he just wants to get better. And, you know, it reminds me of me. When I'm younger, I'm coming in. I got, like, six dudes, like, you know what I mean? Like, all pro. I'm like, wow. Like, and I'm studying everything they're doing. And it's, like, something to pick up off each one. And, you can tell he's doing that. You know, one second he's in my ear bothering me to death, and it's like, dude, go on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to go home now. You know what I mean? I've been here all day. He's still asking me football questions. You know, it's like 8 at night. And but then, you know, it's dope because I've never had that. I mentioned that before. For the first time, this is the first time in my career has been like that. You know, I've never had a rookie challenge me as a veteran or as an older guy and tell, you know, ask me the hard questions and ask me like, yo, what's up, bro? How did you do this to get better? You know, stuff I'm like thinking like, damn, I ain't have to answer this. So it's like, I got to really formulate an answer for this and really think about, you know, and stuff. But I thank him for that because I would have never experienced it if I didn't have him come in, the type of person he is, how eager he is to learn, how eager he is to get better. And I would have never experienced that. So, you know, that's how I feel about my guy.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you.
All right, there's Frank Clark, leader in the clubhouse of the best press conference so far this year.
I'm going to leave. I can't top that.
Neither can Kelsey.
Neither can Kelsey. Even Travis Kelsey, and especially me.
That was as entertaining of a press conference as I think I may have ever heard. And apparently the dump button wasn't working when it was pressed.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently it was not working. But yeah, so those listening got the full Frank Clark.
Full Monty there. So
yeah, and it was wildly entertaining.
At least for like almost all but one or two of the words, he said just the first letter of those cuss words.
Yeah.
But then a couple slipped out.
Yeah. And apparently he's not going to say if he knows or doesn't know what Chris Jones said. He does know there's a line. He knows where the line is. Typically, they get warnings. Chris Jones was not warned. Frank Clark has been warned a lot this year.
What kind of mouth did he say he had?
Terrible. A terrible mouth.
Which was evidenced by, what, like 30 seconds before that, in which the dump button did not work with Frank Clark. But he also said you got to play a certain specific type of game.
Yeah, I don't remember what he said about that, but I'm just trying to play a nice, sound, fundamental Christian-like show today. Yeah. I just think that's really important that we keep that standard upheld.
A good, clean, sound, fundamental Christian-like game.
A sound, fundamental Christian-like game.
Yeah, you got to... You got to play that way to not get a flag. And then talking about the quarterbacks, they're like, oh, hey, he's bothering me. Then the ref goes away.
F you.
Yeah. You see what we did on that play? Oh, man, that was really entertaining from Frank Clark. And we'll find out eventually. I like that he got asked twice. What did he just flat out? What did he say?
McDowell was feeling out the energy in the room. He thought he'd swoop back in again.
Hey, what did Chris Jones say? And then, as you said, it got jovial, fun. Chris Jones was laughing. And then Sam McDowell's, so what did he say? Did you catch him off guard? Oh, he said, whoa, hey, you almost got me there.
That was a team effort there from the report.
It was. I think it was Tyshir at the end that said, we're going to get it out of you.
You'll never know.
I don't know how. I'm going
to get you to bet.
I'll
give you 10 to 1 odds.
I don't know how.
Okay. All right. I got you. Yeah, we'll see if Kelsey can come close to that from Frank Clark, and it is a rejuvenated Frank Clark.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's different hearing Frank Clark at the podium when people are like, oh, this overpaid waste of money that this guy's playing like. Who cares about what Frank Clark has? How about this, Frank, stop talking and go play football. This year, it's like Frank Clark entertaining, also playing good football. And it makes his press conference a little more fun, a little more enjoyable. When he's getting sacks and pressures and stopping and setting the edge and stopping the run and doing things that he's supposed to be doing, that he's getting paid to be doing. Oddly enough, getting paid half this year than what he got last year and playing twice as better. Twice as good.
Is it half?
What, he got like 26, 27 against the cap and he's 13 this year?
Yep.
Around that?
Wow.
Yeah, it's still a lot of money. But
he's twice as good playing like that as he did a year ago. So he's a big difference maker for this team if he can play to that level, because they've done a lot in spite of him being on the field. And now they're performing well, and he's part of the reason why they're doing that. So
I'm taking your word for it on the Colts game in particular. It wasn't a electric start to the season for Frank Clark, but I think that's going to be the story of his year as a player, which is, again, a lot easier to swallow as a lower cap hit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, have a big game one every 3 weeks and be good in the run game and don't be a liability the other weeks. You'll take that from Frank Clark at this point.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's... It's kind of damning with faint praise.
Yeah.
To when it's like he's had a really good year this year because he played well against the Colts compared to last year when it was like he's just awful. It's just not good. Has one good game, you're like, I feel like he's been awesome this year, right? I mean, how much better is Frank Clark playing this year because he was really good against the Colts? But was there a game last year when you went, boy, Frank Clark was really good in that game?
It was almost like Beards damning you with faint praise when you broke early.
Yeah,
today.
That's true.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
that
really
was
true.
Wow, you broke early. You know what? Never again. If I'm going to get criticized, if I'm going to get made fun of for breaking early, you know what? You just lost the break early privilege. You know, you had it, you gave it away.
And see, Beards, here's where you've really stepped in it, because this was always Jason's plan. It's let me do it once, let me see if I get proper praise for it, and if not, I'll never do it again, so I can try to continue to find the support that I need to continue ignoring the clocks around here.
I mean,
this is your fault, Beards.
I mean, to be completely honest, I'm the one that controls when we go to break, so I can just decide whenever
That's
we
good
want
point,
to,
yeah.
if I really want to.
Well, then I need you to start exercising that
Look
privilege
in a
more
mirror.
Liberally. Yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, hey, you got the timeouts in your pocket? You don't wait for your quarterback to call for one. You just do it yourself, and that's fine. I'm here for that as well.
Grain of salt, PFF grades, great assault. He graded out his best this year against the Chargers overall, and his best pass rushing was against the Chargers this year. His best run defense was against the Colts this year. but it's also grading out as like his pass rush against the Colts was a 55. I thought he was pretty good in the game. I thought there were a number of pressures there. He did get a sack in which he just destroyed the right guard. I thought he played well, and he got a 70 pass rush against the Chargers. I thought he was fine in that game.
We talked a lot leading up to the week about how difficult it was, how bad the Colts had looked against twists and stunts. I mean, that sack you're talking about there. If I can't visualize the play at the moment, but if he was going through the guard, imagine he had to make a little bit of movement.
Well,
it was
pre-snap. He and Turk switched pre-snap.
Interesting. Okay, so you make the Colts communicate on something they weren't expecting right before the snap,
right?
Et cetera.
And it left it one-on-one with him in the right guard, and he just knocked him on his ass and went and sacked.
And that's the thing that you're asking for here, and this is the difference between him being a guy you trade a first-round pick and give $100 million to a veteran number three rotational defensive end. He gives you one memorable sack a game, pressures the court. Maybe you get a hit and a sack every once in a while. You'll take that game, no question. The first 2 weeks of the season, he had one combined quarterback hit.
Yeah.
He wasn't exactly living in the backfield. But you can make big impacts in small sample sizes as a pass rusher. And I would rather have Frank Clark do that once every couple of weeks than to be a run stuffer 17 games in a row. You know what I mean?
Well, and that, because that one play gets you off the field. Because that was a first down sack. It was first and 10.
Sure,
he sacked them. Second and 18. They punt two plays later. So that was a drive ender, especially with that offense. Drive ender. You get that sack. You get pressure and he throws the ball away. It's second and 10. Maybe they extend the drive. You got there. You sacked him. Okay. So they are.
Frank Clark's pressure was so good that Travis Kelce actually got self-conscious about his public speaking abilities, which is weird. Uh-huh. But
he doesn't want to follow that.
We may or may not have Travis Kelce at the podium today. We'll see.
We'll see. If not, we got our fill of entertainment with press conferences. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We will maybe hear from Travis Kelce. We get our predictions for the Bucs game. We'll get what's on tap. And still the cuts still to come right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's The Zone.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Here we are standing today. Excuse my language, we're a couple of days away from kickoff. Man, that slipped.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we'll see if we get Travis Kelce today. If not, no big deal. No big deal. 913-912-4810, the text line. Thank you to Kendall Gammon joining us earlier in the show. Matt Derrick as well. So let's go through and give our predictions what we think is going to happen on Sunday. Because now you got to actually...
I don't know, Jason.
I know. We've been putting it off.
I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. This is dumb.
Well, predict it.
I'll tell you on Monday.
Why don't we do that more often?
That's a great point.
Why don't we just say, you know what we told you on Friday? What we'd be saying on Monday is what we're telling you about Friday. So just listen into Monday. Boy, that's a tease. What do you think is going to happen in the Chiefs game? I'll tell you on Monday.
I've been asking
programs
draft.
Up next.
I've been asking DraftKings to do the exact same thing. Why can't I place my bet for the Chiefs game on Monday?
I just need to get that sports almanac given to me back in the future. You know,
the future.
That would be great.
Seen that movie.
Make a lot of money. I'm sure you have it. Sure
I have. Seen the first one.
All right, so who wants to go
didn't
first with
much.
Their
well, the sports
breakdown.
Almanac wasn't in the first one.
Oh, okay.
You didn't enjoy Back to the Future?
That was weird.
Yeah, time travel. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't like time travel.
I didn't want
movies.
To suspend reality, but have you seen the new Marvel movie? It's so good.
Yes, exactly. But Pokemon, man.
So good.
It was fun. No, and Pokemon and Marvel, no point do they ever go back in time and almost get bleeped by their mom.
Marvel always
well, he didn't
goes
almost,
back in time.
He got hit on by his mom, but he knew it was his mom, therefore he did not reciprocate.
What a hero.
Same act on it.
Yeah. So he had to save the picture. You didn't want everything to disappear. Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty pessimistic about the game this week just because I didn't have a feel for it and worrying about the injuries and health for the Bucs, who they would get back. Donovan Smith, Chris Godwin, and Julio Jones were all limited. They are all game-time decisions, is what Todd Bowles said today. Bashaud Perriman, the other wide receiver, is not going to play on Sunday. He hasn't been practicing this week, so... They do get Mike Evans back. That will help. But some of the numbers that I looked up or found last night and talked about earlier in the show as to why maybe there's a little more optimism from me. The explosive play rate, the Chiefs are second in the NFL. You know, the Bucs are 28th offensively. Early down success, Chiefs are the third most successful expected points added. Early downs, Tampa Bay is the 23rd best team offensively. Yards per play, the Chiefs are 7th. Tampa Bay is 25th. Perfect pass block rate, the Chiefs are 15th. The Bucs are 31st. And while the Bucs defense grades out well, the offenses they've gone up against are ranked 14th, 25th, and 31st in the NFL. So maybe there is a little bit opponent-driven to how good the Bucs defense has been, but we also know the Bucs defense is just good. It's just good. So I'm not going to dismiss the, you know, the Bucs are opponent-driven. Like, it was the Patriots defense in 2019, when the Patriots were going through the season undefeated, and it was, the defense was just unbelievable. Is this the greatest defense ever? They were playing, like, you know, a bunch of backup quarterbacks and everything. That's not this Bucs defense. I think they're legit, but I think their offense has some real issues. Even if they get Mike Evans back, if they get Godwin and Julio Jones and Donovan Smith, it could be a difference. But I'm going to guess that not all three of those guys play. I'm going to go Chiefs 24-17, low scoring game. What's the over under on this game? Because that would be 41. Is that hit the over?
I wanted to say like 42 and a half or something. That's a total just pull it's a, out of thin air. I'll let you know in a second.
It's though. One of the lowest totals of Patrick Mahomes' career.
Well, he's going up. NFL. He's going against kind of a bum quarterback across from him. So
that's right.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and then last week Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers had some really 46. Crazy low over unders.
46. I'm taking the under on 46. Yeah. 24-17 is my score. Mick, Josh, Beards. Who's next?
Mick will go 21-20. I'm not going to assume any Chiefs field goals in this game. Yep. I should probably take off a PAT, but
I'm not
going to.
Oh, no, that's three
to.
Touchdowns, 3 2-point conversions for me.
Is that it?
24
okay.
points,
okay.
yes. No, it's a no-kick game. No kick. Justin Reed kicks off.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to do 21-20. I think it's a pick'em game. I don't like that the Chiefs lost last week. I do like it going into this week. I don't see them losing twice in a row. I think the travel and the hurricane issues can only affect, can't help but affect Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They have been putrid on offense. I expect them to get a little bit right against the Chiefs defense. That's how it always goes, no matter how good they're playing. So I'm going to go 21-20, Chiefs eke one out, and I will have taken the Chiefs money line.
Okay. Which is the exact same odds as yeah. the Chiefs getting a point.
Free tip right now, don't do that. Just get the point. Yes. It's the exact same odds. Take the Chiefs plus one.
Just in case they lose 21-20, you get your money back.
Yep. Yeah.
Or if they lose by a half point, you win.
Yeah. Or a tie, yeah. you win.
You win, yeah. Mm-hmm. So go do that. All right, Josh.
I'm just going 20-17. I am on that absolute same boat of like maybe there's a failed PAT in there. I don't know if it's going for two, if it's kicking it, whatever it is. But I think there's going to be weirdness. I think both of these defenses are better than both of these offenses right now, which I know is a wild thing to say about a team with Tom Brady and a team with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
But I think that's legitimately true at this moment. My biggest fear for the Chiefs is that eventually this is the team that exploits the fact that they're missing three defensive starters.
Here's Kelsey.
Oh.
Kind of went up there in Indianapolis. How important is it to get that bad taste out of your mouth and maybe get off to a good start this time?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it since Monday, brother. It's in the past now. You learn from it. You know what you gotta to clean up, and you just approach this week like we have, you know, with the intention to detail, the focus, the effort, showing guys around you that that it matters to you and that we're gonna get this thing fixed. And sure enough, that's what
have
we did.
Have you seen those kind of good things this week?
As you 1,000%. Guys approach the week? Yeah, it's been a good week.
And why was it important to you to put out that tweet about that play?
I mean, that's why we have a platform. That's why we have that, you know, social media to use our advantage. And I mean, I was disappointed in myself. That I'm sure you could sense that from the tweet. It's just I put a lot into how much I care about what I put out there on the field. You know, I think about this thing 24/7, 365. So it's just I put a lot of pride on myself to be able to make those plays. And sure enough, I got confident I'll make the next one.
Travis, you talk about how that it was a good week of practice. In your experience, does that usually translate to Sunday?
1,000%, every single time.
Do
Travis, when you come out of that, not to harp on it too much, but do you find yourself thinking more about that than things you did well in the game? I mean, is that the thing that sticks with you?
Every single film session I go into, I think of what did I do wrong, whether we win or lose. I got to keep fixing and keep raising the ceiling for me personally so that I can be accountable for everybody else.
Travis, Frank was in here before you came in, and he was talking about trash talking as part of football.
Yeah.
But then he also mentioned that every now and then he will get warned before he crosses a line. In your experience, how often have you been warned before crossing a line or when you got close to it?
I've always just crossed it. So I learned not to cross it.
Has that line moved since you came in the league? It seems like
1,000%.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, the league's trying to do something, make it a, you know, I'm not going to comment too much on that. The league's trying to do the right thing. We're all trying to, you know, make the game better. I don't think that necessarily makes it better. I think it, I just think that we, as overall, the league has to do a better job of managing situations like that, for sure. And relaying that to the refs. I'm not blaming the refs for anything. You know what I mean? Obviously, it comes from up top in the shield somewhere. So.
Well, it's different refs each game, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to know like who's calling balls and strikes, as it were. Another league kind of thing, I don't know if you were watching last night, Tua got concussed, it looked like.
Yeah.
And he was hurt in the game before, and the union has kind of stepped up about this. You're someone who's been concussed and not come back in a game. Where are we right now as a league between the players' union and the team and what the players want to do? How do you find that line about trusting everyone and doing the right thing?
It's a tough line to, you know, to walk. It is. And I was you're referring to the 2017 Titans game when I got knocked out of the game. Went into halftime thinking that I was just fine. Wanted to go back out there, but obviously hope that Tua is doing okay now. But it's a scary scene. The last thing I would ever want is for my family and friends to see me have to get carted off a field like that after a head injury. I felt bad for him. There's a lot of morale that, you know, sunk to the floor when we saw Tua go through that. So it's just, you know, obviously, like I said, the league's trying to change this game for the better, trying to make it for the better. I know that at the end of the day, even though Titans came back and won the game that I got knocked out of, I still wish I could have been out there with my teammates, that's for damn sure.
That was before there was the independent person on the sidelines, right?
No, so that might have been the first couple of years or the first year.
Right.
But yeah.
And so I mean, you want to go back and play? What's it like for them to tell you can't? I mean, going through that.
Honestly, it was just a lot of frustration, man. Knowing I couldn't go back out there and help the team.
Travis, I'm sure your situations, you guys use the tight end so much. I just wonder, from your vantage point, what you and the rest of the Titans can do
better in those situations? We got a really athletic group, physical group, and the two young guys, I can't even really call them young because they play like vets, man. They understand the game, they understand the offense, and they understand the intentions of the play caller and what Pat likes. It's a fun group to be a part of. Jody and Noah have been, you know, progressing so much since they've been here. I get excited when I see those guys have success out there on the field. And you know, anytime we can go three tight end sets, I think we got the advantage.
You obviously experienced the highest high of winning the championship, but when you guys go back to Tampa, that was obviously the last place where you guys were in the Super Bowl. I just wonder what you can take from that game and how much of that can be maybe added motivation.
A lot of similar players. The defensive coordinator is the same. We know that they're a great defense. That's you know that you're going to be in there for a dogfight and what happened last time. So we got to start fast and finish even better.
Travis, and coming off games like that, typically when Patrick plays the same team that he did lose to in a game like that, he does really well. I'm wondering if you could sense something from him.
Think the more reps that 1-5 gets, the better he gets. He's very calculated, but he also plays the game free. And that being said, you know, he's doing his homework. He's trying to find out new ways to beat everybody. And especially, you know, when we aren't at our best, you know, the following episode where we play a team again, you know, he seems to be a little bit more on cue with what the defense is trying to do to stop him.
Okay. Thanks, Travis.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Is there still talking? Is there a question?
He was saying sorry about the delay, probably.
Thought
I don't know.
I was trying to get one more question there at the end there. So, all right, there's Travis Kelce. Josh, you got 2017 Chiefs. I went 24-17 Chiefs. Mick Schaefer went 21-20. Beards, before we get a what's on tap and a break, what do you got?
I'll go 3-2 Bucks.
3-2 Bucks.
Whoa! Okay.
3-2 Bucks.
Okay. That might be the actual score.
I think there's a real good chance you win this week.
Could be.
I think you won last week, too.
The score. So we'll see what's on tap for the Chiefs game on Sunday. But we got a high school football game of the week coming up tonight right here on Sports Radio 810. Chiefs and Bucks Sunday, as we talked about, on Channel 41. Mick Schaefer will be heading there to Tampa tomorrow.
6 a.m. flight, boys.
Hey, safe travels there, bud.
Thanks.
The Royals wrap up the season with a 6-game set against the Guardians.
That's so cool.
6-game series.
So cool.
Against the Guardians. Mizzou in action tomorrow. They are the last of the three local teams to play. 6:30 on SEC Network. KU 2:30 ESPN2 against Iowa State. That's right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as well. And then K-State taking on Texas Tech. That gets the day started at 11 o'clock. That is on ESPN Plus. Sporting in action on Sunday, taking on Dallas, and the Current in action tomorrow at 6:30, taking on traveling to Racing Louisville. That is the What's on Tap. It is presented by KC Beer Company, and with the fall being here, football, all of that stuff, special time deserves a special beer. So grab Kansas City's favorite lager, Dunkel, a rich, smooth Munich-style brown lager. Go to kcbeer.com, kcbeer.com, and discover all of their award-winning brands.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Enjoy the rest of the day off. Thank you,
sir. Oh, I won't, because I'm going home to my family.
What a great dad.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, let's get into the cuts. We got, like, what, 10 minutes here?
Rip Beards? Them off, Beards,
let's go. Cuts, just 10 minutes straight of the cuts.
Man, are we really not going to play any cuts over this?
This week.
Do you have any cuts?
Hang on.
What's your best one?
Were you surprised by that?
What's your best one? What's your gold medal winner?
Dip them in once, flip them over, dip them in again. I don't know.
Oh, a double dip.
I would double dip the baby. That's
a
good one.
It. That's a good one. That is a good one.
We got time for one more?
Achilles died because his mom had manners and didn't double dip.
That's right.
This is really amazing. I haven't never seen one this long.
Yeah. 5 seconds, Beards. Quick, one more. Beards.
No more.
No more.
No more.
Okay. It's a good one to end on.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Mick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Safe travels to Tampa.
Thank you, Mom.
Hey, my mom said that, yeah, they got a space for you, but you probably did that already.
Right. Yeah, she'll be there. You can swing by and go see her.
Absolutely.
Your dad works during the day,
I got to go home.
Okay. Well, game off the field, too.